Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, tomorrow we'll continue our financial education series, Money You, and talk about credit. There's still time to get your free annual credit report in advance of tomorrow's show, and we will talk about what's in them. The link is on the Brian Lehrer Show homepage under Coming Soon at WNYC.org. Right now, there are 100 days until the marriage between Prince William and Kate Middleton. Are you holding your breath? So we've decided today is the perfect day to kick off an ongoing Brian Lehrer Show series. 100 gossip issues in 100 days. No, just kidding. But as fascination with the royal family skyrockets around the globe, we thought we would check in on the proceedings and just hear about some of the obsession. So we have Gabriel Gatehouse, UK affairs correspondent for the BBC World Service. Hello, Gabriel.
Hello there. Very pleased to be with you.
And who is watching this story? Since you work for the World Service, who outside the UK is doing the royal watching?
Well, do you know what? Who's doing an awful lot of watching? And that's you guys, apparently. According to all our surveys, whenever we put anything out on our international output on this, we get a huge response from the United States. Our correspondents are telling us that in your city of New York, replica sapphire rings, engagement rings, are flying off the shelves. People are getting the Kate Middleton haircut. Obviously, speculation about what may or may not be the dress is rife. I think you guys are really responsible for the overwhelming international global interest in this story, which is kind of funny since you fought a revolution to throw off the British royal family.
That's right, and we won. Now,
you did.
Listeners, are you following the British royal wedding plans as a secret guilty pleasure? If this is you, we only have time for one or two calls on this, but if you are following the British royal wedding plans as a secret guilty pleasure, call us up. You can call as anonymous if you want. 212-433-WNYC. Just put it in a plain brown wrapper and call us up. Are you getting the mock Kate Middleton ring set or the other things that Gabriel was just talking about? 212-433-WNYC. What's the fascination if you are following the royal wedding planning 100 days out? For Gabriel Gatehouse, UK affairs correspondent for the BBC World Service. 212-4, come on, there's got to be something. It's you. It's you, isn't it? Come on, admit it. Call up. You can use a different name. 212-433-9692. We've heard, well, do you think people are drawn to Kate as a character in this story, or would any bride have done?
I think people don't quite know who Kate is yet. I mean, when we saw them on the day that they announced their engagement, they gave a double interview, sort of rather intimate setting, sitting together on a sofa, Prince William and Kate Middleton, or Princess Catherine, as we should probably get used to calling her quite soon. And it was very clear that she was much more uneasy with the media glare, with the scrutiny. Prince William, quite easy in front of the camera, answering the questions, talking sometimes quite often for both of them. She was much, much more shy. And of course, as she becomes Princess Catherine and then Queen Catherine, eventually she's going to have to learn to live more in the spotlight and people will get to know her more. But at the moment, I think she's just seen as this sort of rather stylish, rather beautiful girl, but we don't know an awful lot about her. We don't know what she does for a living. In fact, she hasn't really worked very much in her life. She went to university with Prince William. She studied history of art. But beyond that, we don't know an awful lot about her. She's from a middle class, not aristocratic family, self-made family. So I think the public remains to be convinced, to be introduced to her, if you like.
So here is Diane calling from, appropriately, Queens.
Yes.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
You following?
Totally, yes.
What are you into about it?
I just love all the traditions associated with it, and I think that's why a lot of us here are so fascinated with it. It's something that we don't have. There's that long, long history of tradition, the beauty of it, the elegance of it, you know, and I think Princess Diana put a very personal touch on the monarchy, you know, during her time. And I think people feel like Prince William is almost like a friend of theirs, like someone, maybe not a friend, but someone that they know. And they feel like this is, you know, someone they've watched grow up. So I think for people, it's a bit of a personal thing.
Thank you so much. Jane in Westchester, you too?
Oh, absolutely. I have to admit, I'm completely engaged for the sentimental reason that we did watch William and Harry grow from small boys. We all loved Lady Di. We all loved Princess Di dearly. And I want so badly to see their happiness. I want so badly to see William and Catherine's happiness. And, oh, my goodness, can you imagine the day when they have a child?
What's the sentiment? You said for sentimental reasons. Sentimental about what? You're not British, right?
No, not at all. But look, the closest that we get here are the Kennedys, yeah? And look what happened to so many of them when John Jr. died.
Right.
It was the most heartbreaking thing ever.
Royal envy. You have royal envy.
It was just heartbreaking. We want so badly to see someone have it perfect. We want so badly to see someone have the absolute perfect happy ending.
Jane, thank you. And Mary Ellen and Wayne, you too?
Yes. I like to watch it because there's just so much, or follow it. There's so much negative international news right now. There's just so much heartbreak and terribleness. That to see something romantic and fun and a happy ending, it's a good thing.
Thank you. And Gabe from the BBC, we've heard your reporting before from Iraq.
Yes, indeed. This is my first week on the job as UK Affairs correspondent. It's a bit of a change.
So did any of the reporting skills that you honed in Baghdad, help you be ready to report on the royal wedding?
I'm hoping I'm not going to need my flak jacket on the mall, when I'm reporting on the procession as it goes down, or my Kevlar helmet. But you never know. I think some of those skills may come in useful. What's interesting to me actually is listening to some of your callers.
And
there.
Our lines are packed, by the way. We could do this for an hour. Yeah.
Okay. Is this sort of aspirational aspect of the royal family? Clearly, they're not ordinary people, but people are desperate to identify with them. And even here in the UK. Where I'd say probably people are broadly in favour of the royal family, although not everyone. There is a Republican movement, Republican with a small r, that means they want to get rid of the royal family. But despite all of that, there is this sort of fascination with this couple, with this wedding, whatever people's
yes.
political views.
And we have a listener on Facebook who writes, "Sorry for the cynicism, but I find it silly when kids that are born on third base are treated as if they hit a triple." And is William the one that got away for parents of little girls? Are 29-year-olds the world over coming to terms with the fact that they're probably not going to end up in Buckingham Palace? We have 10 seconds.
Right. Well, I mean, that's very much the question. Kate Middleton is said to have had a picture of Prince William up on her boarding school bedroom door, so she certainly got lucky.
Gabriel Gatehouse, UK Affairs correspondent for the BBC World Service. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure to be with you.